Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lions jump up 13 spots and steal that pick. It's probably for a quarterback, and it might be for a quarterback the Steelers like. It could be Sanders. I mean, I guess it could be Milroe, even though maybe the Giants could sit back at 34 and get Milroe. But given the fact that the Steelers are not a contender in my mind, and the draft is unpredictable and sometimes random, I'd rather have more good picks than one first-round pick and then wait 60 picks to take another player. I like Shedeur Sanders. I don't like him so much that I feel like if the Steelers passed on him at 21 and took this trade, it would be setting the franchise back. I have reservations about Mike Tomlin and whether or not he can develop a young quarterback who isn't a slam dunk. And Sanders, I think, does have some things about him that make him an impressive prospect and one that should have success in the NFL, but not enough where I think he's Mike Tomlin proof. 21-185 for 34-65. Backed up by Adam Schefter saying today, the Steelers are among the teams interested in moving back from their first round slot. He wrote that in ESPN a couple hours ago. I like this. They haven't done it since 2001. There are a lot of things that they cling to as relics of the Steelers' past, like articles of faith. This is how we do things here. We always make a first round pick. Our organization has been built on the success of our first round picks. Yeah, and out of your last 10 first-round picks, only one of them has gotten a second contract. So I'd rather give this organization more swings, because the more swings you take, the more shots you take, the better chance you have of actually hitting on something. So I would make this trade. Would you, Donnie? I would make this deal if that happens.
Picks again.
21-185 is what the Steelers would give up. First and sixth, and they would get back the 34th pick and the 65th pick. So the second pick in the second round and the first pick in the third round. But then they wouldn't have a first round pick. Their first pick would be 34.
Yeah, I mean, I'm making the move. I've always been a proponent of trading back, especially if you're not in love with the player or players that you have at your choosing. By the time you pick, and the Steelers, they're always seemingly in the same range between like 20 and 24 is like a common ground for them. You trade back, especially wanting, we've heard that their front office wants to get back into that second round. yeah, it takes you out of the first round, but then you are able to recoup a little bit more. And to your point, you have a team that you need to take more cracks at the draft. Having one pick in the first 75 is pretty tough for a team that has the amount of holes to fill that the Steelers do.
They just have been, and they were for so long, pretty successful at making sure that their first round pick turned into a good player, that they never wanted to deal that pick. Well, you traded your second round pick for a guy that you want to plug in and make your team better right now. And I don't have an issue with that. Like, I think DK Metcalf is one of the 15 best receivers in the NFL. You had to give up something to get him, and you had to pay, which, you know, in the past, the Steelers just had great success at drafting wide receivers, and they shouldn't have to make desperate moves like that. But when you have a run of picks like Chase Claypool and Roman Wilson who couldn't get on the field and dudes like that, and it's a passing league and you need to score points, sometimes you need to get out of your comfort zone. So I actually applaud the boldness of that deal and trying to go outside of the box to make your team better. And making a trade like this on draft day would be more of that. And okay, it would probably cost you Sanders. It would probably cost you Harmon. It would probably cost you Grant. It would probably cost you Nolan. Like, it would probably cost you Dart. I mean, all the names that we've talked about for months here, or actually more recently the quarterbacks, but the guys that are on everyone's radar would probably be gone by the time the Steelers picked 34. But they also got, what, Joey Porter with the 33rd pick, and he had a first-round grade, and they would have probably taken him with the Broderick Jones pick if Mike Tomlin hadn't been talked out of it by Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, if they hadn't let him know that there was a very good chance Porter was still going to be on the board when they picked in the second round. There's going to be really good players at 34. There's going to be probably 10 to 15 players from the 34th pick on who will go to Pro Bowls legitimately, not just there because they're trying to fill out rosters. So you get a chance at finding one of those guys with that pick, and then you get the pick at the beginning of the third round, which is almost like having an extra second round pick.
Yeah, and then you have the pick in the middle of the third round.
Yeah.
And I like the sound of having 34, 65, and 83 a whole lot better than 21 and then 83.
And you lose out. Like, I know you love the draft as much as me. Do any of these guys, do you feel that will probably be there at 21? Are you in love with any of them so much where you don't want to give up that pick because you think they're going to regret not getting that player on their roster?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason you would keep that is if somebody that you see as like generational would
fall to them, who we haven't even talked about. Like, there's some kind of massive draft surprise. Like, Mason Graham doesn't go to the Jaguars and just starts to free fall in the draft or something like that.
I mean, I know this guy plays tight end, but
Tyler Warren,
player like Warren's ilk or like, you know, a Carter or Hunter, which neither one of those guys is going to make it out of like the top three or four. But that's the point I make. And I don't know if this was a Parcells quote. I forget where I heard it. It was on one of those, you know, caught in the draft things that I've gone back to watch. And somebody brought up, let's say the Dolphins and the Patriots are the two teams for this example, because I think it's the example that was used in whatever I watched. The Dolphins, they had 10 good draft picks out of 30. The Patriots had 10 good draft picks out of 15. People can say that the Patriots were more efficient in their picks, but the fact of the matter is, in the same amount of time, they got 10 good players, both teams. It didn't matter how many picks they had. So you have a little bit of pressure on you as is when you have a fewer allotment of picks like they have going into this weekend. You have to feel like we got a hit on a couple of these.
I would be excited if this is true, if they did this, because it would feel to me like they were of a similar mindset as me and a lot of fans, which is try to accumulate as many good players as possible. And if you take a quarterback at 34, 65, it's not as bad as if you take one at 21 and then you don't have a second round pick and then you have to go find the defensive lineman or somebody like that with your 83rd pick. You take one of these other quarterbacks at 34 or 65, I don't think a lot of fans have a problem with that. At 21, tons of people do. I like Sanders, but I feel like I'm in the minority in that. Even if he were to fall to 21, I think most Steelers fans would say, do not do it. Take somebody else. Don't make the Kenny Pickett mistake again. 412-928-9370. So you have a take on this draft in this report from Adam Schefter that the Steelers are one of the teams trying to trade down in this hypothetical trade that's out there of the Steelers trading their first-round pick, trading out of the first round entirely, and picking up the Giants' second-round pick and the Giants' third-round pick. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. What you want the Steelers to do Thursday night in the draft. Best call on them is going to win two tickets to see the Pirates take on the Padres May 3rd at PNC Park. First 20,000 fans take home an 80s-themed Pirates shirt. But if the owner is driving by the ballpark on the way to the game, maybe all fans will get the 80s-themed T-shirt. 412-928-9370. That was actually a very cool thing that the Pirates did with the bobbleheads. I still need to figure out how I submit that voucher or electronic form and get one for my...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Self. Draft rumors heating up. Adam Schefter had one today. on the Steelers saying that they are a team that wants to trade down. They want to move down from 21. They want to accumulate extra picks. They don't have that second round pick. They also don't want to trade George Pickens. That's what Jerry Dulac said. But then in this same article by Schefter, he named George Pickens as one of the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 veteran players. Actually, longer than that. That's the list of rookie contract players who he thinks could get dealt at the draft. He named Pickens. He also named quarterbacks Sam Howell, Will Levis, and Kirk Cousins as guys who could still get traded. Issue with Cousins seems to be that the Falcons want the team that takes him, that trades for him, to take on a lot of money. And I think that would be a non-starter for the Steelers. If it were the Aaron Rodgers plan and only $10 million, I think the Steelers should be interested in that, but maybe they're not. Cousins has the same problem the Steelers have had for the last 8 years, which is he tends to not play well and perform well in playoff games. But Schefter did put Pickens on this list of possible players who could be deemed, quote, expendable. Brooke Pryor, who is Adam Schefter's colleague at ESPN, came on our station today and backed Dulac up. She said there's a better chance Pickens gets an extension from the Steelers than gets traded. I was floored by that comment. Why would you give a player who's so mercurial, who's so erratic, who's so prone to fly off the handle, $20 to $30 million a year when you just paid DK Metcalf and you just gave up a big pick for DK Metcalf? You know, Tomlin would lose credibility with me again if that's actually possible, if he were to reward George Pickens' behavior with another contract. But Schefter does have Pickens on the list. Brian Broaddus, who's a name you've never heard of in your entire life, but let me tell you who he is. He hosts on our Dallas station. He is a former Cowboys and Packers scout. He was a scout for the Packers when they won the Super Bowl in 96 and beat New England. He's got over 125,000 Twitter followers, so he's the real deal. He's based in Dallas. He's a former scout. He still talks to people in the NFL. He's claiming, and I've not seen anyone else say this, he's claiming that Derek Harmon has an issue with his medical, and we're going to see Harmon plummet in the draft on Thursday night. Nick Faribault, who is an up-and-coming Steelers insider, I think he has a very bright future covering the NFL and covering the Steelers, is going to join us for a full hour starting at 4:45. We'll see if he has heard anything similar on Harmon. The Steelers do like taking guys now with Omar Khan with questionable medical history. They rolled the dice on Darnell Washington. I would say so far that really hasn't worked, even though he had a degenerative knee problem. And they rolled the dice on Peyton Wilson because he didn't have like an ACL. And I would say so far so good with that one. But that is a big distinction that can be made between how Colbert wanted to play it safe and how Khan is more of a gambler with, of course, the blessing of Mike Tomlin. It's got to be a player that Tomlin likes in the first place. Nobody is left to their own devices. It is Tomlin who is making the ultimate call on all these guys. Let's get your thoughts on what you want the Steelers to do. The big rumor from Adam Schefter, the Steelers are trying to deal down and trade out of the first round possibly for the first. Well, they've never on draft day traded out of the first round. How many spots did they move down when they made the big snack trade, Donnie? That was like 4 or 5 picks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thought it was only a few. Like
with the Jets? I want to say that was with the Jets in 01. So it's been more than 20 years. The scuttlebutt is that they could move out of the first round and make a trade with the Giants, which would give the Steelers the second pick in the second round and the first pick in the third round. And the Steelers would give up their pick in the 185th pick, which is a six-rounder.
They move from 16 to 19. Both teams made out, though. The Jets got Santana Moss, and the Steelers got Casey Hampton.
What did the Steelers do with the other picks from the Jets? Do we know? Do some digging on that, because I don't remember. Here is Pat on the fan. Hello, Pat.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Pat.
In the words of Seth Rollins, burn it down. I would trade Watt, Minka, trade a first pick, and then stock the picks, and hopefully we can plug and play next year.
In the real world, what do you think is going to happen?
We'll keep Watt. Minka's probably going to stay here, but we'll probably trade out of the first round, depending on who falls to us there.
And what will the Steelers' record be in 2025?
7-10.
Thank you, Pat. Here is Mike next. Hello, Mike.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
So I think the Steelers should definitely take the option of trading down. I think they got so many holes to fill that, you know, the more chances that Tomlin's got to swing, the better chance he got to hit a home run. Isn't there something also, obviously, on like the way what they pay first round picks versus second or third round? So that's free up some more salary cap for us.
Well, the problem that people have with moving out of the first round is that you don't get the fifth year with a player. You have to make up your mind on them a year earlier. So you'd actually be losing that if you made this trade. That's why teams typically like to actually move back into the first round so they get the other option on the player to keep them for the extra year. But I don't know. I mean, the Steelers were fine taking Joey Porter Jr. at 33 and didn't want to trade up a couple of spots just to get an extra year. If the quarterback that they were, like, let's say they took a quarterback at 34 after they moved down 13 spots, if the guy's a stud, they're going to gladly pay him after 3 years, because they'll have found their quarterback of the future, which is something that is badly needed here, because without one, we're just going to be stuck in this hamster wheel of 9-8 and 8-9 and being stuck in the NFL's middle and trying to pee blood to be the sixth seed or seventh seed in the AFC playoffs every year. Here is Ryan next. Hello, Ryan.
You know what makes me sick is the fact that we have a coach that somehow, some way, is literally worth up to two first-round draft picks for himself. The one thing holding this organization back, other than the owner. And other teams want to give you up to two first-round picks for this boob.
And the owner wouldn't even listen. The owner didn't even want to have the conversation when the Bears called, Ryan.
Right. So we got, like, this 87 Buick, and some car dealership wants to give you $100,000 for it, and we just say no.
Did you just call Mike Tomlin? Did you just call Mike Tomlin a boob?
Yeah, a big one, like ones you used to look at magazines when you're little for.
All right, I'm putting you on hold, and you're winning the tickets. Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, is going to take place June 5th and 6th at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're looking for 25 fire departments that'll benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now, 937thevan.com, brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, Firehouse Subs, 100 Board Op, G.S. Jones Restoration, National Fire Sprinkler Association, and Guardian Protection. This is a segment called PM Team Weekend in Review. Something from the sports docket from Friday, Saturday, or Sunday that's still on our minds on Monday as we make our way through our workday as you drive home from yours. I was at the Pirates game Saturday. I still have no idea how this bobblehead thing is going to work. My wife and I have electronic tickets. They said we were going to get an email about what to do with it. I check my email about once a month, so I'm going to leave it up to her. Here's what I don't understand. How do they know that I didn't get one? How are they going to know that I'm not trying to double dip here? And I got a bobblehead in person, and then I'm going to go online and fill out this form and get an extra one. Are they operating under the same thing that parents do on Halloween night where they leave a basket on the front porch that says, please just take one? Are they going by the honor system here? Do they know exactly what time my ticket got scanned, and then do they guess at that time how many bobbleheads were still left at that gate when we
checked
in? That'd
be a pretty risky move, too, to just guess. I mean, what if you guess wrong and say, like, ah, this guy was in here, he should have a bobblehead.
That's what I mean. Like, they, to their credit, are doing this, but it got thrown together last second, so I doubt they spent any time thinking about how this, the implementation of this strategy to hook everybody up with one would work. What I still don't understand is, why not just make 38,000 bobbleheads, or whatever capacity is at PNC Park, and if 38,000 bobbleheads don't, if 38,000 fans don't show up for the game, take the extra bobbleheads and sell them. And if people say, well, there's the Pirates again trying to make an extra buck, well, then take the money that you get from selling the bobbleheads and donate the money to the Pirates charitable wing, Pirates Charities. Problem solved. There's a lot of people out there that would want to buy a Paul Skeens bobblehead, Donnie, without going to the game itself. So if any are left over, I would just do it, have done it that way. But no one asked me. And no team in town has yet to take me up on the job that I always pitch myself for, which is czar of common sense. And I would say right now the Pirates are very much in need of a czar of common sense. So if anyone over there wants to have me down there for an interview, I'll clear out my schedule to make it happen. One more Pirates note from this weekend as they were swept by the Guardians. I don't think they're going to spend a day over 500 this year. And the last time that happened was the COVID year, but I hardly count that. When was the last time before that the Pirates went an entire 162-game schedule without spending a single day over 500? It's not 2010 because they won opening day that year against the Dodgers when they lost 105 games. In 09 and 08, well, how about the other 200 loss or other 100 loss seasons under Shelton? They were over 500 in April in both years, 2021 and 2022. 09 and 08, I want to say they won opening day both years when they sucked under John Russell. 2007, they were over 500. I remember that year because I used to bet on the Pirates all the time when they had Gorzolani and Ian Snell when I was in high school, when I was in college. 2006, maybe?
Yeah, so you mentioned 21. They started off 1-0.
22, they were like 5-4 or something like that, weren't they? Or maybe even better.
Yes. They got to 5-4. Then they got back to 8-8, and then
the bottom fell out.
Yeah.
But still, that's one day over 500. 09 and 08, I think they won opening day both of those years.
Now, I don't know if you want to count.
I said 2020 doesn't count because it was COVID.
Yeah, because they were not.
Yeah, they sucked that whole year. That's how they got Henry Davis. Yippee!
They're going to start with a similar record.
I think 2006 is the last time they went a full season without spending a single day above 500. Can you pull that year up? I remember that team from college. They got off to a horrible start, and I don't think they ever got back to level ground.
Do you remember what they started that year? You probably do.
0-7?
0-6.
Okay.
They beat Cincinnati on April 9th to go to 1-6. Yeah, they never
sniffed.
No, they never touched it. But again, they're going to have a similar-looking start this year. Through 28 games that season, they were 8-20.
How many,
much better are they going to be now?
How many games did that team win? 67?
Yes. They were 67-95.
So that's the last time the Pirates played 162 games and never sniffed 500. This team's got to go to L.A. Then they come back, and they've got the Cubs, the Padres, at St. Louis, the Braves for three, at the Mets for three, at the Phillies for three. The Rockies are going to run away, I think, in the NL with the worst record. The
Pirates that division's also just like a cauldron.
The Pirates are very much in the conversation to finish with the second worst record in the National League. 100%. They look like a 90-95 loss team to me.
So I know Dan brought up, what did he say, the 60-game theory?
Yeah.
Like if they're 60 games in and it doesn't look very good. I think maybe we could look at it a little bit earlier than that, but not too much. You get to the end of May, you're what, 50? You're normally like between 52 and 55 games in by the end of May. You're not quite to 60, but you're close.
It might even be a little bit more than that because they started in March this year. So you might actually be right at 60 at the end of May.
I think that could be the point right there.
I don't know why we have to wait that long, but
I don't think we should either. I mean, hell, I think it could be this week because I think they're about to go 1-5 and come back with a record of 9-20.
Oh God! Somebody texted in and said, "Do you think Bob Nutting's already making plans to make sure everyone gets a Jared Triolo Gold Glove figurine on mail?" Excuse me. Something tells me those aren't going to be as in demand. All right. You know what I'm going to do here against my better judgment? I'll give you 2 minutes to fire off a WrestleMania take if you want. Because I know that's what you probably have
all the... Against your better judgment.
Of all the sporting things you paid attention to, it's not a real sport. It's sports entertainment. But probably tons of people listening watched. And Twitter Sunday night seemed to paint a very depressing picture for all the time and energy that went into that and it having a very anticlimactic finish. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Was Twitter right?
It was odd. And the one outside interference was from Travis Scott, who I understand.
The rapper.
Like a big star today. But it made me think that we're going to be looking back to this moment in time when John Cena broke Ric Flair's record to become a 17-time world champion. And when we look back at that time in history, 20 years from now, we're going to think
that a rapper was a big reason why.
John Cena's assist in that title match was from Travis Scott.
Do you think that's better or worse than Cyndi Lauper having a big role in WrestleMania 1? Wasn't she out there mixing it up?
Here's the difference with Cyndi Lauper, though. Like that was the start of the crossover of the whole rock and wrestling thing. Hogan, Mr. T. She didn't really have a big time impact in said match. And it was also March of 1984, 85. I mean, we are talking about a truly historic moment in pro wrestling.
And the rapper had a big hand in who won the match?
Yeah, he came out, he ran his interference, but we didn't get a wrestler to do that. We didn't get The Rock. We didn't get anybody else.
Yeah.
That was an actual wrestler.
When Alice Cooper got in the mix at WrestleMania 3? Do you think that this lives
with
up
Damian.
To, do you think that this measures up to that?
I mean, it's kind of a comparable thing, but again, we're going to think back, John Cena won his 17th title because Travis Scott helped him win.
How about when Bill Frelick wrestled at WrestleMania 2? Do you think that was better than...
He was great. That was I loved the NFL-WWF crossover, that Battle Royal. I think he was the last guy eliminated. I think Andre eliminated him. I might be wrong.
How about Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow? Do you think that was better than last night?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Did Kevin Green ever wrestle at WrestleMania?
Not at WrestleMania, I don't think. He was more of a WCW guy. Okay. Him and Steve Mongo McMichael.
And was Roethlisberger at a WrestleMania when he got in the ring and did the Suckett thing and everything else?
That was an episode of Raw.
Okay.
Which was oddly in, like, Scranton. It wasn't even in Pittsburgh, so half the crowd booed him.
So he drove to Scranton just to be a part of
with the entire offensive line, the worst offensive line to win a Super Bowl. But he was out there in a shirt that looked like a 6X. It just said cash on it. Backwards hat, Ben.
So what grade would you give WrestleMania last night then?
The thing is, I was pretty entertained by everything besides the ending. And yeah, I mean, you knew that Cena was going to win. It's just like the matter of which it happened. Like, yes, it is pretty predictable at certain points. It is a fixed outcome. Yeah.
Yes.
But everything leading up to that, I thought was pretty good. And it just felt so weird. And I actually thought they screwed up both of their main championship matches, because the guy who had the other one, they had him tap out like 1 second into a submission hold, which just makes a guy look incredibly weak.
Yeah. All right. That was a PM Team weekend review.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.